In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. And I want to talk today about God's divine economy. God's divine economy. You know, the Lord does things perfectly, and the economy for Israel and for the church is that there would be priests, prophets, and those who rule over us, priests, prophets, and kings. And this is the economy of the Lord. They have three different experiences. Each one is different. Their role is different. The priest is the liturgist. He offers the sacrifice. The prophet hears the word of God, and he warns the nation and the priest and the king. The king is the overseer, and God is the ruler. Now, it is still that way in the church. Priests, prophets, and kings. But when we take one of those offices out, I tell you, we are in trouble. I'm reading from Jeremiah 29 and verse 4. "The Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, sends this message to all the captives," they are in Babylon now, "the captives that he has exiled from Jerusalem. And this is what he says, build homes, plan to stay, plant gardens, eat the food of your produce, marry, have children, then find spouses for them, and have many grandchildren, multiply, do not dwindle away, work for the peace and prosperity of Babylon. Pray to the Lord for that city where you are held captive. For if Babylon has peace, it will be your doing. For the welfare of the city depends upon you." The Lord God says this, "Do not let the prophets and the mediums who are there in Babylon trick you. Do not listen to the dreams that they say, because they prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. The truth is that you will be in Babylon for 70 years. But then I will come and do for you all things that I have promised." And so, we have the divine economy of the prophet. The prophet who speaks the word of God, the prophet who hears the word of God, the prophet by revelation continues to do what God tells him to do, to speak and to speak what God says. He is God's mouthpiece. Now, it is so necessary to have the prophet. It is so necessary to be challenged by the prophet. It is so necessary to have direction from the prophet, because the prophet hears from heaven, not from the earth. The prophet hears from heaven. He judges the things of earth by what he hears from heaven. This is so important. We see that in Jesus, who is the prophet's prophet. He says, "I do not do anything that I do not learn from the Father. I do exactly what I see the Father doing. That's what I do." Jesus is the prophet. He is the prophet who warns Jerusalem, because they have not received the visitation of God, which is Jesus Christ, that Jerusalem will be destroyed and that not a stone upon a stone will be built up in the temple. That the whole temple area, the whole temple itself, the whole mount of the temple, that not a stone upon a stone. Jesus is the prophet. He speaks this word. We can hear it in the 24th chapter of Matthew or the 13th chapter of Mark. And so, what do we do when we don't have the prophetic ministry? It's very interesting. When we don't have the prophetic ministry, everything we do comes from the earth. Our decisions come from business. Our decisions come from what people tell us to do. They do not come from God, because the prophet is not warning us. The prophet is not speaking, because there is no prophet. Now, I can understand why the prophetic gift wants to be strained and discerned. I can understand that. Because the prophet were always warning people. He warned the people in Babylon to build houses, to marry wives, to have children, that the very prosperity of the city depended upon them. And he said, don't listen to the other prophets, because they're telling you lies. They're telling you what you want to hear. Yes, the prophet must be discerned. But without the prophet, you hear nothing from heaven. Nothing from heaven. Absolutely nothing. Therefore, that which God has established, be it Israel or the church, be it Israel or the church, get its guidance from the earth. And Israel and the church is not the earth's idea. It is God's idea. It is God's plan. Now again, there will always be tension between these three offices, the priest, prophet, and the king. There will always be tension. But in God's divine economy, they are all needed. The Word of God says that without a vision, the people perish. Yes, without a vision, the people perish. Why? Because they are not hearing from heaven. They are hearing from earth. They are left to their own understanding. They are left to their own gifting. I never want to be left to my own gifting. They are not great enough. I need to hear from heaven. I need to hear from God. I need to hear from what the Lord says. Because if I do not hear from what the Lord says, then the only thing I give you, the people, is what I know and what I see intellectually. We need to hear from heaven. Heaven is where we need to hear from. That's where the prophet hears from. Now again, the prophet needs to be discerned, but he is so necessary. He is so necessary. Yes, discernment is very important. But without the word of the prophet, you are left with an Israel that does its daily work and its vision from the earth. Without the prophetic ministry in the church, you are left with a church that does its ministry from the earth and not from heaven. Remember the prayer that Jesus taught us. We pray it every day, and yet we pay no heed to the prayer. We pay no heed to the prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. If the Lord would want anything to happen in the church, it would be that the prayer that Jesus taught us, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, would take place in the church. that the church would be the meeting place of God's people. They are the church, where heaven seeps in, where the prophetic word is shared, where God speaks to his people and feeds them Eucharistically and with the word of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the church on earth as it is in heaven. Take away the prophetic ministry, and the only thing you have is thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as the earth sees fit. That's it. As business teaches us, all the prophets are very necessary. The prophetic is very necessary. I once gave a talk 100 years ago, it seems that way anyway. Either the church is prophetic or pathetic. Because without the prophetic ministry, without the prophet warning, receiving the message of God from heaven, the only thing you have is more of the same on earth, where the church is called to be the light of the world, lumen gentium, and the salt of the earth, where the church is called to be that experience where people experience heaven. Now, where are the prophets? We see them in the Old Testament, and we see them in John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a prophetic man. He came because he heard from heaven that he would announce and proclaim the coming of Messiah. He heard from heaven. He had a vocation, and it was to call the people to repentance, to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus. He was not loved by the church of his day. He was not loved by the priests of his day. And he was not loved by the king of his day. But his word was repent. And what he said to the church of his day, you brood of vipers, you snakes, produce the fruit of repentance. That's John the Baptist. That's the one who is the precursor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we have Jesus. Jesus coming. Oh, yeah. The prophet, prophet. Jesus coming. And the prophetic word from Jesus. The people that walked in darkness have seen a wonderful light. Talking about that one day the Gentiles would come to know Messiah. Not only the Jews, but the Gentiles. Not a stone upon a stone will be left in this temple because you fail to realize your visitation. I do only what I see the Father doing in heaven. What the Father does, the Son does. Oh yes, Jesus is the prophet. Now we look at all the churches today. We don't have to look only at the Catholics. All the churches of today. Where is the prophetic ministry? Where is the prophetic ministry? Those who are going to be discerned by the church that they hear message from heaven. That they are the ones warning the people about what is to be. Now, I don't know if you know anything about what's happening in Egypt, but I'm going to tell you that we have a great problem in the Middle East. The people of Egypt are rallying to get the the president out, and they want him out now. And if they get him out, who will replace the president of Egypt? I tell you who's going to be the Brotherhood of Islam. If that happens, I tell you we're going to have World War III. Because then every nation will be against Israel. And I'm also going to tell you, if they block the Suez Canal, that means oil will not be able to get to us, which means we will be paying $6, $7, $8, $9 a gallon for oil. There will be food shortages. Do you understand what I'm saying? The prophet sees these things. He looks at history. He hears from heaven. And he speaks the word of God. The prophet hears these things. He hears from heaven. And he speaks the word of God. If the Islamic Brotherhood take the government of Egypt, then they will want to destroy Israel. If Israel is destroyed, then we will enter into war with the Middle East. It will not be pretty. We are on the precipice of World War III. And who is warning the people? Where are the prophets? It's so important to know this. Because, you know, I'm telling people, you know, have extra food in your house. Because if there is no gasoline, then the trucks don't run. Then the stores are not going to be built up. They're not going to be stocked. If there is no gasoline, then people are going to be hungry. And if our money is worth less and less every day, then people are going to be hungry. And then you know what you're going to have in the United States? I saw this in 1990. You're going to have riots, just like you have in Egypt. When people do not eat, you have riots. Now, I'm telling you, that is the last thing that we need in the United States of America. We do not need riots. That's why people need to be prepared. They have water and food enough, not only for themselves, but for other people. And if I'm wrong, thank God I'm wrong. Okay? No problem. You have extra water and you have extra food. And there's nothing to be afraid of. There's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. I'm not into fear tactics. I'm into saying that we need to hear from the prophetic people so that we can be prepared for what is going to happen down the road. And that without the prophet, the people perish. Without a vision, the people perish. Without hearing from heaven, you only hear from the earth. This is real now. That's the divine economy of God. This is not my economy. When I baptize people, they are baptized priests, prophets, and royalty kings. But you know what? How many know the prophetic realm? How many have experienced the prophetic realm? How many know that the prophet hears from heaven? How many know that the prophet speaks a word that must be discerned, but it is not a word from the earth, but from heaven? When we talk about Islam and we talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, we must know that the only thing they want is Sharia law, is that the whole world would be governed by the law of the Muslims from the Quran, and that Allah, who is not God, but the moon god, would be exalted, and that no matter how Allah be exalted, even through war, even through the sword, because they believe that in destroying and killing the infidels, they will get a great reward from Allah. They believe, at least what the Quran says, I'm not saying every Muslim believes this, but what the Quran says, is that martyrdom is the prize. It is the greatest thing that can happen to the Muslim man or the Muslim woman. Martyrdom for the sake of Allah the Great. Well, all these things that are happening upon the earth need the guidance of heaven. It's just as simple as that. All the things that are happening upon the earth today need the guidance of heaven. Without the guidance of heaven, we're going to be lost. In 1990, the Lord said to me, my people are going to have to hear my voice themselves. They are going to have to be able to discern and listen for themselves. Because there is going to be a time of difficulty that the world has never experienced. As a matter of fact, that the world is about to be shaken. So shaken that it's never been shaken like this before. And so I tell you these things, the Lord told me in 1990, not to scare you, but that you would be prepared. I tell you these things so that you would learn to hear my voice. I tell you these things so that you would find your need. We need to pray about Egypt, that the next government that takes over Egypt is not the Muslim Brotherhood or the Islamic Brotherhood. If that happens, Israel will be destroyed and there will be World War III. If that happens, we will not get our gasoline. And my friend, that means food shortage. Not only high prices at the pump, but food shortage. And who would ever want to see the people that have been raised on bonbons, we, the people of the United States, without food, and how we would respond? Who would want to see the riots in the street? Listen, it is no time to riot. Never riot. It is time to pray. It is time to get ready. It is time to have enough food in the house. It is time to have enough water in the house. It is time to know that God is still in control. He's still the Lord. He still hears and answers prayer. He's still on the throne, and that he wants us to pray. Pray for Egypt. Pray for Egypt that the next government be a government according to the will of the Father, according to the will of the Son, according to the will of the Holy Spirit. It is so important that we pray for Egypt. What is happening in Egypt can bring catastrophic results to us. To us. We need the prophetic word. And I feel and hear I feel that the prophetic word is get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Don't be afraid, because fear is useless. Get ready. Find your knees. Pray. Find your knees. Pray. Find your knees. Have enough food in the house. Don't worry. Never riot. Violence is evil. We never want to be violent. We want to be people of the kingdom, people of God. So Lord, raise up prophets in these days that will speak the word of God and not be afraid. We need guidance in these days from heaven and not from the earth. From heaven and not from the earth. Lord, you gave that guidance to Jeremiah. You gave that guidance to Amos. Give it to us. Raise up the prophetic strain so that we would hear heaven again and never, never stop with what we see on the earth. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.